It had been Judah's original plan to bridge the deeper ravines and gaps between Newcastle, below Auburn, and Illinois Town with timber structures. But with the Chinese there to fill and push the carts, wherever possible, earthen embankments, fills, were used. But even the Chinese didn't solve every problem. The embankments were often impractical. Soil covering the ridge was only a foot or so deep, so scraping up enough dirt to make heaps 50 to 100 feet high and several hundred feet long was impossible. Therefore, the engineers decided early in 1865 to build trestles. When the railroad was finished, earth could be hauled in by train and the trestles replaced by fills. In historian Wesley Griswold's phrase, the trestles stood like transfixed centipedes, straddling the gaps in the ridge with their massive multiple pairs of legs from immense pines, planted at 16-foot intervals, their feet braced in masonry.